This is TechCrunch.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is TechCrunch. Have you checked on your IT team lately? 2020 was rough for them. Ransomware, work from home, cloud migrations. It didn't stop. It's a good time to give them a new resource, IT Pro TV. They can learn new skills and have a reliable, searchable knowledge base, all online and on demand. Visit itpro.tv/crunch to learn more. That's itpro.tv/crunch, itpro.tv/crunch. Snack, a Tinder meets TikTok dating app, opens to Gen Z investors, by Sarah Perez. Snack, a video-first mobile dating app designed with a younger generation in mind, is opening itself up to Gen Z investors. The startup today announced the launch of its own Gen Z syndicate on AngelList, which will allow Gen Z community members, influencers, creators, and others to participate in the company's upcoming $2 million safe alongside other funds and angel investors. The company in February announced $3.5 million in seed funding for its modern TikTok-style dating app, where users post videos to a feed which others then like in order to be matched. Snack believes videos allow users to better showcase their interests and lifestyle, as well as show off their personalities in ways static photos cannot. When two people like each other's videos, they're invited to direct message one another. The experience is very much like engaging with a TikTok that's built for dating. In fact, Snack is one of the first apps that will be adopting TikTok's new login SDK for third-party apps, which gives Snack's users the ability to reshare their TikTok videos to their dating profiles. Snack's founder, Kim Kaplan, has a history in the dating app market. She previously led product, marketing, and revenue at Plenty of Fish, which later sold to Match Group for $575 million in 2015. If you think about Plenty of Fish, we really launched off of Google SEO, Kaplan explains. Then you had Zeusk and Badoo, which launched off of Facebook, when it was a really early platform and it was easy to get traffic from it. Then you had Tinder and Bumble, which launched off of mobile first. They were the first apps to come out and design and build with mobile in mind versus the rest of us, which were desktop, trying to cram everything into a mobile phone, she says. And I fundamentally believe now that the right opportunity is the distribution on TikTok as well as influencers. I think that combination of TikTok being the new distribution channel is going to be a massive opportunity. And that's what we're trying to leverage, Kaplan says. Longer term, Snack is likely to grow beyond the young Gen Z demographic. Already, the app is attracting users in their 20s and early 30s thanks to its TikTok ties. But as TikTok naturally ages up, so will Snack. Snack began fundraising in September of last year, then hired the team, built the app, and launched in late February. We're only about 8 weeks into this right now, but we're seeing a lot of excitement, a lot of user growth, Kaplan says. Because of that excitement, that's kind of building, people, a lot of really interesting people, came to the table and said they wanted to invest, but I didn't have any room left in the previous round, so I decided to open up a safe. As part of that safe, Snack is carving out a certain amount to create in its own syndicate. That way, Kaplan notes, we don't have any carry fees with another person, and we're opening it up to Gen Z investors that want to participate in the round. Originally, the carve-out began at $100,000, but there is already enough interest that Kaplan says she expects it to go higher, perhaps a couple hundred thousand or larger based on demand. Among the Gen Z investors are VCs that have heard about Snack, but whose fund primarily invests at a later stage. Others are just people the company has been working with and getting advice from while building out the app. For example, Kaplan had reached out to the Gen Z Mafia, a group of technologists working to make venture capital and startups more inclusive, to help consult on Snack. The group's leaders, Emma Salinas and Nicholas Hubecker, are credited with helping Kaplan come out with Snack's pretzel logo and its brand name. Video first dating allows a unique sense of expression that you can't portray with a few well-crafted words and filtered pictures, said Hubecker of his interest in Snack. For a mobile first generation, this new form of authenticity will grow to be necessary. Snack allows users to express their real selves just like they do on TikTok, Snapchat, and other platforms we love, he added. Technology investor and founder at the Innovation Armory, Samuel Natboni, is also joining The Safe, alongside Monique Woodard, Cake Ventures, Backbone Angels, Shakti, Christian Winkland, previously CEO of dating app Scout, which sold to Meet Group, Andrew Wilkinson, and others. I want Gen Z to have a seat at the table and help shape what Snack becomes, says Kaplan. I want them to have that voice and participate and be a champion for Snack, she adds.
Spoken Layer.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.